I did not realize that you're kind of a regular on the symphony circuit.
Well, it's okay that you didn't realize that. I think it shocks many people when they first hear about it. It's a relatively recent development there. And I was a Broadway song and dance man, which a lot of people that only know me from Seinfeld probably don't know. I went into showbiz, basically, primarily out of my love for musical theater. And while I was doing Seinfeld, I was invited by the Boston Pops Orchestra to do a concert with them and had a great time, but never really thought about pursuing a symphonic singing career. And then about 2 years ago, the Boston Pops invited me back and said, you know, let's do it again. And I guess what has happened in the 18 years between gig one and gig two with the Boston Pops is that there really is a circuit now for symphony orchestras, for pop orchestras. And when the word goes out that there's a really fun or particularly interesting pop show, you get invited to do it a lot. And that has been the result. So over the last 2 years, I've been having a grand old time going around the country and singing with all our terrific pop orchestras.
Well, and they're not all pop orchestras, because you were with the Baltimore Symphony just this past January.
Correct. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I'm wondering then, with all this singing background, and that's how you got your start in show business, as you said,
sure.
Why didn't we hear you singing more on Seinfeld?
Because George could have no talent.
Yes.
George with talent would not be George. Actually, I think there were probably three or four occasions where George was singing. None of them were good. In fact, one of the hardest things I ever had to do was record the musical foam machine message for George's foam machine, where he sings to the theme of Greatest American Hero.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out, or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
George, pick up. I know you're screening for Allison.
And it had to be bad singing, and it is really hard to do bad singing that isn't just stupid, because nobody tries to sing badly. So you have to be a bad singer trying to sing well, and it took over an hour in the recording studio to figure out how the hell to do that. It was very challenging.
I can't imagine. This is a fundraising tool, really, these concerts and galas. For symphony orchestras and for the Pops orchestras. Is this something kind of special to your heart?
Well, I need very few. I don't need much prodding to get up and sing, as my family will tell you, because they're sick of it. I probably sing more than I speak around the house.
I like to sing, but it's better with a band.
Oh, Moses!
Little early with the entrance. It's okay. Guy waves a stick, everybody's got to react.
I like to play the piano, but it's better with a band. Ask any bass or soprano from the Met to Dixieland. Singing, maybe swinging, but baby, it's better with a band.
So singing and performing has been more a part of my life than not. This is a wonderful, what is so unusual about doing the symphonies for me is that I was a very shy young man, and I actually went into acting as a way to hide in plain sight. I got to go out in front of audiences and be with people, but I wasn't being me. I was being some sort of character, and I could hide behind the character. And what is a little daunting that happens when you get a bit of celebrity is that you wind up doing a lot of performing as yourself. And there's something about doing it with the symphony orchestras that I just love. It's an awful lot of fun. It's a side of myself that I really enjoy sharing with people. And the show that we've developed is awfully funny and a lot of fun and has some surprisingly moving moments. And it is a different kind of show than what a lot of my peers are doing, in that I think the rapport with the audience and the interactivity with the audience is a pretty profound part of my show, to the point where at one point I have about 7 people join me on stage, and they wind up doing a number with me. So I think that's unusual in the pop circuit.
7 audience members?
7 audience members. And if you're there, Aaron, I'm going to be looking for you.
Okay, I'll raise my hand and you'll recognize me.
Okay.
Well, you're saying this is your show. Is this a show that you wrote and are taking around to symphony orchestras?
Exactly. Pretty much. This one is pretty much all me. It was certainly my design about what numbers to do and how to structure the night and the sort of templates for the show and the tone of the show was all of my creation. For good or bad, I'm the one to blame.
Well, they keep asking you back, so I think it's for good.
Exactly. So far, so good.
So what can we expect? Some singing, stand-up comedy?
There's actually a lot of music. It is probably, here's what I've been told, since I work with the orchestras and they tell me what's unusual about the show. There is a lot more laughs in the show than is generally in a symphonic show. The things I talk about in between numbers are pretty funny. Some of the songs are actually pretty funny. Not all of them. Some of them are rather dramatic songs. There's some rock and roll on the show. The show is all Broadway show music, some of which the audience knows well, some of which most of them probably have never heard before. So there's a huge variety, but it is, I really wanted to create a show that did not feel stuffy. I wanted it to be fun and loose. I wanted it to be something that had a little bit of sticking power, so that when you leave the theater, you might go, you know what, that song actually got to me, or that little piece of patter or conversation, whatever it was, got to me, and it seems to have achieved that effect. So I'm pleased, very, very pleased with it.
Is there a sort of moment in the show or number that you sing that you look forward to most?
Well, I actually kind of look forward to all of them. There's nothing in the show that I don't kind of look forward to. The thing that's the most fun, because I have never gotten to do it anywhere else, is when I say there's some rock and roll in the show, I actually do a Billy Joel medley. And Billy Joel was the rock and roll singer I always wanted to be. So to get up with that many musicians and that much sound and those great charts and belt out some Billy Joel rock and roll, it's a little bit of a fantasy come true, I have to admit.
Well, wait a second, because I don't consider Billy Joel rock and roll. I'm
you
thinking
don't.
No, I'm thinking more Freddie Mercury, Bret Michaels in the 80s hair band.
Oh, you want me to go Poison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
More Queen than Poison,
little,
please.
You want a little Every Rose Has a Thorn. Okay, I see where you're going.
Some November Rain, yeah.
I'll say, you know what, maybe just for you, I'll sit at the piano and do a little Rose Has a Thorn, just for you.
And I'll apologize to everyone ahead of time for that, I guess.
And then in great Bret Michaels tradition, I'll try and smack my head on the scenery.
Perfect. Well, I'm really looking forward to your show, and so is the rest of Atlanta and the Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Alexander.
My pleasure. Make sure you wave your hand when I'm looking for my volunteers.
I will.
All right. You sound funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk.
even if it's old junk.